Blog Talk Radio.
We are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and I'm a little uncertain as to whether we're going to be joined by our co-host Lolita tonight, so she pops in. You know, she's going to be with us. If not, then we're just going to go ahead and take callers as usual, and it's going to be one question per caller. When we bring you on air, you're going to state your name, where you're calling from, and you're going to go right into your question. We're wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season. And right before we start taking callers here, we're going to make our normal announcement for the specials we're offering on our website at howpsychic.com. These specials are for private readings, allotted amount of times per readings with myself, Reverend Adam. Today we are featuring our new special for the Halloween season here, which is only going to be available for this month. And this special is a 15-minute psychic reading with myself during the Halloween day or night. And Halloween is really the time in which the veil or the divide between this world and the world of the dead or the world of spirit is the thinnest, and the most accurate readings can be done on this day, okay, and during that nighttime, during the day of Halloween. So this is a 15-minute reading special offered now at $8.95. And you want to go ahead and book this because they are going to go pretty fast, people. I normally have a lot of bookings for Halloween Day because a lot of people understand the significance and how accurate the readings can be during that day. We are also featuring the 30-minute reading special now at $8.95 for today only. We have the one-hour reading special set to $15.95. That is a savings of 27% off right now. We have the 4-week subscription also still on sale at $29.95 instead of the regular $45.95. That's for four 30-minute readings for one whole month. You also have the 10-minute reading special, which is for $3.95, that's a savings of 39% off. So please, everyone, check out these specials on howpsychic.com before the night is over, midnight Eastern Standard Time tonight. All right, everyone, we're now going to take our first few callers here. Our first caller today is area code 608. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Jordana. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. And my question is about a relationship because I haven't heard from him lately, so I'm just wondering, you know, what's going on.
Okay.
Do you need his name at all?
No. Let me get the first name.
Omari.
Omari, okay. All right, what I'm picking up on here is that significantly I feel like they still want to explore things with you. I feel like they're not trying to fully disconnect or something to that manner. I'm feeling as if, though, that they have been distracted with their own personal life. Something seems to be a little out of place, and right now I feel that they may be trying to get their financial underway. I do see them reaching out to you in the next few days. I feel like you've already tried to reach out to them, so I do not feel that you need to continue to try and do that. You need to let them come to you now.
Yeah, no, I actually haven't reached out to him yet.
Okay. When was the last time you had reached out to him?
Well, the last time I reached out to him was a few days ago, but he did call me yesterday, and he was supposed to call me back, and then he never called me back, and we normally talk on a daily basis, and I haven't heard from him today, so that's why it was really weird.
Okay, I understand, hon. Well, I do see him reaching out to you again, and I feel like you don't need to prompt it. I feel like he's going to do this on his own, and it's going to be in the next day or two.
Oh, okay. So everything's fine on that.
Yes, I believe it's okay.
Okay, do you see it lasting at all?
Well, honey, we're only doing one question per caller, so we're going to go ahead and let you go and move along.
Okay, but if
you'd like, you can take advantage of our specials on the website.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Once more, our specials are available to everyone on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is area code 469. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is LaShondra. I'm in Mississippi, and I was calling because I took a pregnancy test, but it was one of those really cheap ones. And I'm trying to see what the test results, were they accurate?
Okay, LaShondra. At this time, I do not feel that the test results were accurate, okay? And at this time, I think that you need to go with your gut instinct right now, okay? Because I feel like your gut instinct is what's going to be leading you in the right direction.
It was a negative result that I received. But,
well, it was a faulty result.
So you see a pregnancy around me?
I'm not saying that. I'm just feeling that the actual device you used was not very trustworthy. So, you know, it could be that it was really negative. It could be that, you know, the negative was not right. I'm just feeling like we can't not trust the results of that day, okay? My best suggestion to you is, like I said, trust your gut right now and possibly get a more quality test done, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 323. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, thank you. My name is Lynette, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. And my question is, what do you see for me in general? Anything that I could use now?
Okay. Well, honey, I do go by specific questions on the show only, so you're going to have to give me something a little bit better than that.
Okay. All right. No problem. I am planning to ask, I'm in school now, and I'm planning to ask a professor to be my advisor because I'm not getting any information from my own advisor. How do you see him responding to that, and should I ask him face-to-face? Well, I don't know if that's one question.
From what I'm feeling, his response will be positive, but it won't be a right then and there yes, okay? I feel that his response is going to be a little bit political. It's sort of like he's going to want to make sure that it goes through the right channels first. But I feel like he's not going to have a problem if, you know, it's okay with everybody else.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, because, I didn't know if it was a political thing or not, but I'm not getting nothing from that other advisor.
I understand. Well, I wish you the best on that, and please let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you so much. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Evening.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, once more, we are featuring several specials on our website at HowPsychic.com. Remember, everyone, we are featuring a very rare special tonight for readings that you can have on Halloween night when the veil between this world and the next is the thinnest, providing most accurate readings on your love life, so on and so forth, or even with connecting with loved ones that have passed away and are now on the other side. This is for a 15-minute reading on Halloween day or night when the veil is the thinnest, and it is only $8.95. So please book them now, get in your payments now, schedule it for Halloween, because they will be going pretty quickly. All right, we're going to move right along now to our next caller here. Our next caller today, I believe, is 503. Hello, caller with area code 503. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Holly. I'm calling from Oregon.
Yes,
how
hello, Holly, and how can I help you?
My ex is in jail at the moment, and we've kind of, even though he's an ex, you know, we still say the whole I love you and that kind of stuff, and I'm always like one of the first people he sees when he comes to town. The last time I talked to him, once we got into a fight and I told him next time he goes to jail, I'm not going to write to him or support him in any way. I wrote a letter. My question is am I basically going to be the dumb, ha ha ha, I told you so kind of thing, or does he want me to write to him, or does he just not care?
Okay. May I have his first name again, please?
Lars.
Okay. All right, honey, I don't like giving bad news, okay, but I will tell you good or bad whatever I see. First thing, I feel like he still has an emotional connection to you. But second thing is that I really don't think he's paying attention to any of that right now. I feel that he's right now just in the spot where he's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? So I don't think he's really paying attention to anybody. I know that the connection's there. He still cares about you. I think he still, you know, looks forward to your opinion, so to speak. But I don't really feel that he's getting anything out of it right now.
Okay, so I shouldn't mail the letter, or should I?
I feel like you should go ahead and mail it anyways, because it is something you put energy into, and I don't want to see that go to waste, okay? I just feel like it might, you know, hit him down the road, but right now he may not be receptive to it right away, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and move it right along now, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 631. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Suzanne, and my concern is about my love life.
Yes, Suzanne.
Okay. This guy, Tim, likes me. We're kind of dating. But then I have someone from the past, Sean and another Sean, and then I just met a John today. What do you see with all of this? I know it sounds like a lot of people, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's start with the first one now. Sean seems to be a little sketchy, but he's a pretty bright guy, okay? What I mean by this is that... Huh?
The one that I've known for like a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'm feeling is like he's a pretty sketchy guy, okay? But he is a pretty bright guy, too, okay?
Yeah.
I feel that he... what I mean by sketchy here is that sometimes he's consistent, other times he's not. When he is consistent, it lasts for quite a while. When he's not, he's just like, it seems as if he's fallen off the face of the planet. Okay?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Now, I'm feeling, though, that he has a good heart. he just doesn't know how to guide himself, and he really doesn't know. I think he knows what he wants. He just doesn't know how to go about getting it. Okay?
But he thinks I'm too old for him.
Well, I'm not, you know, right now I'm just focused on the one question at hand, to be honest with you. Okay? But I really feel that he has potential. I just feel that, you know, he's a very slow-paced individual when it comes to developing anything. Okay? Now, there was another guy you were asking about here.
Old boyfriend that I used to
date. Same question applying to another guy?
Yeah, same question. Another man named Sean, but I dated him for 7-8 months. We were broken up for about 8 months. We ran into each other about 2 weeks ago.
Well, Sean's the one that I was just talking about, hon.
There's another Sean.
There's another Sean. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, the names are too close right now. What's his last name, this other one?
Begins with an M.
M? Okay.
M, as in Mary.
Mm-hmm, M, yes. All right. Let's see here. Yeah, I feel like he's good, he's committal, but it looks as if he's still having problems disconnecting with the past. Okay.
You're right. Oh, my God, you're good. Yep, you got it, old girlfriend.
Okay.
And then how about Tim?
So,
I know.
Well, we're only going to do the two because technically we're only supposed to do one question per caller here, okay?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
All right, but I wish you the best, and if you really want to take advantage, we have some great specials and deals going on the website.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're moving it right along now. We're wishing everyone the best once more. If you want to visit howpsychic.com, check out our great specials and probably take care of the Halloween special while you're at it. Great time to get a most accurate reading. Our next caller today is area code 347. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, good night. My name is Joyce. I'm calling in from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm. And how can we help you, Joyce?
Hi. I will be moving into my own place on the 15th, and I have wanted to know, what's the forecast? Do you see? I feel a good energy from the place. Can you just tell me a little bit more?
Okay. You're going to have to give me a little specific question about this. Now, do you want to know how the energy is? Do you want to know how you're going to be able to survive there? What exactly is it that you want to know there?
Ooh, a little bit of both. Those are two good aspects.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to choose one. It's only one question per caller today.
Okay. The energy.
The energy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I feel like the energy is pretty good there. I feel like the place itself is okay, but I feel like the energy surrounding it. Now, you're getting good from one side, and then there's a little bad on the other. Okay. What I mean by this is like the neighbors, the people that are close by, I feel like you mostly have good, but there's one bad person in the mix that I feel, you know, is really the rotten apple, so to speak. And I feel like, let's see here, the energy is definitely doable. The energy there is good. What I suggest is doing a cleansing, like a smudging with some sage, you know, doing some incense, maybe frankincense and myrrh if you don't have sage. Going over it with some holy water and possibly putting some salt in all four major corners within the home, okay? This will help establish the foundation for it to continue to be pure and good as you are living there, okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling
in,
and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. All right, our next caller today, area code 619. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello? You talking to me?
Yes. Hello, caller 619. Please state your name, where you're calling from,
sure,
and go right into your question.
California. My question is this. I hire people and train them, but lately we're getting people that are responding to the ad, but then they don't show up for the interview, or if I hire them, they don't show up for the job. And I was wondering, do you think it's because the owner is just not offering enough money? It's just minimum wage plus bonuses.
You know what? That does resonate with me. I feel like that is the problem there, okay? I feel that it really doesn't have anything to do with the energy of the job as much as it is the pay, okay?
Right, right.
I feel that it's like, I even feel like there's no room for the growth there.
Oh, there
is like
none,
the
none
owner. Mm-hmm, yeah. And this is the number one reason why they're turning away. You would think in today's economy, of course, people would just hop on anything they could get. But, you know, unfortunately, people are really looking for that best pay ever kind of deal in an economy that just isn't going to provide that at this time.
Right. That's what I figured. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the confirmation. Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Where's Lolita?
She just came on air with us. Hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
Hi, Lolita.
Hello.
Hi, Lolita.
Hey, Lo.
Steve.
Oh, no, this is not Lolita. This is T.
Okay.
I'm sorry, dear. You have the same phone number from the looks of it. All right. Well, we wish you the best, and I'm going to move along here to our 404 caller now. Thank you, and have a great one.
You too.
Hello?
Yes, hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is T, and I had a question just about my love life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling from Atlanta.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Okay. I had a situation where I know, like, my spirit guides don't want me with a certain particular person, but I still feel some type of way about them, and I don't understand why they would not want me with that person.
Okay. You know what? This is going to be the first. You're going to be the first person I actually suggest to do this. Okay. I'm going to give you an answer right now, but there may be a better answer at the suggested timeline in which I'm going to give you to make a call. Okay. First of all, I feel like they're seeing something in this person that turns rotten after you really get in a relationship and you're living with them for a while. Okay. I feel like they're seeing a bipolar side to this individual now. I feel like this individual has two sides to them. They have a really, really good side, that, you know, whole lovable teddy bear kind of deal going on. And then the other side, once you really get to know them, they become very controlling and somewhat manipulative of the person that they're in the relationship with and they're living with, okay? But right now, this answer is coming to me, while still a little strong, it's still being very clouded, okay? I suggest that you take advantage of the special on the website right now for the Halloween night, because that's when the veil is the thinnest between this world and the next,
mm-hmm.
and the messages can come through even that much clearer, okay? The special is cheap enough, and it's for 15 minutes.
Okay, and how much is the special?
I believe it's set to $8.95 right now.
Okay, and it's on the website?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's even found right on the homepage. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
All right, wonderful. Thank you for calling in, and we wish you all the best.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're moving right along to our next caller now. Area code 239. Hello, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Mariana, and I'm calling you from Florida.
Yes, hello. How can we help you?
Mm-hmm. My question is, do you see any career change for me in the near future?
Okay, let's see here. I do see career change happening for you, okay? I'm still seeing you working one-on-one with people, but I don't have the exact career path that I feel you're going to be doing. I just feel that it had something to do with people's mental health in a way, okay? So that might be an area that you might want to look into if you haven't already, okay? And I feel that the change is going to come with more money, okay? So it looks like you'll definitely be making more money. You'll have a little bit more time to yourself, like what we call free time, okay? And I feel it's something that you might actually have a little bit more control over your scheduling with.
All right. And time-wise, is that soon or?
Well, we're only doing the one question per caller, but if you want a more in-depth reading, you can please visit our website, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today, before we go on here, we want you to visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Next caller today is area code 804. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, good evening. My name is Vernell, and I live in I live close to Richmond, Virginia. I'm in Henrico County next to Richmond. And I'm calling you about a relationship issue, and there's a lot going on with me, really, but I know you could just answer one question that you were just saying. I have been in a relationship with a man named Charles, and he really lives 75 miles from me in the same state. And we kind of like, you know, stay with each other and, you know, at each other's places. But his attitude has been kind of off lately. And a little while ago I was talking to him, and I kind of, if I'm not mistaken, think I know the reason, because he didn't sound right. He sounded like he was drunk or high. I wasn't really sure.
That would be correct.
And he was every time I tried to talk to him about things, he would accuse me of persecuting him. And I'm kind of baffled about the whole situation. And I was wondering if you could tell me exactly what's going on with him.
Okay. Number one, I feel that he is going through a very depressed state because he's really starting to wake up a little bit and have what we call a midlife crisis. Okay. I believe he is realizing how bad he has really ruined himself and his life over the years, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel that right now he is really distancing himself from just about everyone that is positive and a good influence in his life, because he is trying to delve even further now into all of the things that have really corrupted his life, because he is trying to get away from the truth. He is trying to ignore the truth, and he cannot escape it. So, you know, it's sort of like the more he can't escape it, the more he tries to escape it. And it's a whole redundant cycle that he's going through. I feel eventually he will pull out of this, but I feel that it may just take a little too long to sit around and wait.
Well, I'm not going to exactly sit around and wait, but I just want to know, you know, what I'm dealing with, and you know, if there's going to be some kind of, him coming out of whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, like I said, he will eventually come out of it, but it's going to be quite a long time. And, you know, just according to what I just told you, that should give you a much better perspective on this, okay?
Okay, and you can't really answer any other question in relation to that, right?
Yeah, we're only doing one question per caller today. If you like, we have some great deals and specials on the website, and, you know, nobody else really offers psychic readings with the greatest quality for the cheapest prices that I do. Okay?
Well, I believe that. I believe that, but I'm not really working, so
Well, that's understandable. And you know what? Even for those of you that aren't working out there right now, and I understand the economy, we even have the 10-minute special going on for $3.95.
$3.95. What curious question is it? Could I like if I want to send some money or whatever for it? Could I get a? I mean, do you accept money orders or something like that?
Well, why don't you give me a call through the Contact Us page on the website, and we can discuss that after the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next caller for today is area code 215. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Philly. I was wondering if you could tell me, my daughter lives with my ex-husband right at the moment, and there's a lot of craziness going on over there. When will that stuff come to a halt, a stop,
Okay.
I'm sure
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing it here, and it's just... It's absurd, to be honest. Okay. Honestly, I just feel like it's been going on and on and on, like the Energizer Bunny. Okay. What I'm feeling here is that this should be coming to a halt, not by choice, but by force. Okay. And it's going to be right around the new year.
Okay. Now, my daughter won't get hurt in that situation when you're saying force.
Well, we're only doing one question per caller here, but because your answer was so quick, I'm not going to consider this a question. I will just say that everyone will be physically safe in this condition with the way the resolve happens.
Okay. The lady that you just spoke to, she was telling you about a money order in that situation. How can I get in touch with you to get a reading from you? Because it's very important that I talk to you.
Okay. What you're going to do is you're going to go to the Contact Us page on the website, like I told her. My phone number should be on there. If not, you just shoot me an email with your phone number, and then I will give you a call at my earliest convenience to set it up with you, okay?
I did that already.
Okay, you sent me an email with your phone number?
My middle name, Shalena, and my phone number, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Then I will go ahead and give you a call as soon as I receive that. How long ago did you send this?
Maybe 10 minutes ago because I was looking at
your website. Okay, so it wasn't like a month or two ago. That's all I'm trying to check out.
No, I just found you, really. I've never seen you on here before.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in, and I will give you a call back as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, thank you, because I really, really need to talk to you.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be moving right along to our next caller now momentarily. And once more, you're going to want to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Lots of great specials on there, such as the 10-minute special for only $3.95, the 30-minute special for $8.95, the 1-hour reading special for $15.95, the 4-week subscription at 30 minutes a reading for 4 weeks, $29.95 right now. And that's for a full month. And then we also, last but not least, have our Halloween special at $8.95 for a reading on Halloween night for 15 minutes, connecting with your loved ones and much more. All right, our next caller today is area code 916. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Ray, and I am calling from Utah. And the reason why I'm calling is because I'm here in Utah for a reason. One of my friends brought me over here. Her loved one passed away, and this whole trip is actually for him. And we've been trying to contact him, almost, if you want to call it that, visiting his grave today. I just want to see what he has to say, and he has to be here. We can just sense it, and we just want to know if we can actually get in touch with him right now.
Okay. Well, right now I'm not going to be able to connect with loved ones on the other side. My medium abilities are currently down right now, to be all honest with you. But if you are going to be available during Halloween Day, I do have the Halloween special going on. I feel if I were to connect right now, just psychically speaking, without my mediumship, I feel like he is a little bit more at peace right now, but I feel like there was a lot of energy surrounding the situation, okay? And I feel like it was a very intense energy. I feel like there was some type of situation.
Hello?
All right, everyone, sorry about that. It looks like for some reason I got disconnected from the show here briefly. But what if you're still listening out there, it looks like you've dropped off of the queue. What I was saying was that I really felt like there was a lot of energy buildup surrounding the individual that you're now trying to connect with that's on the other side. So if you want to take advantage of the specials on the website, please do so. Once more, the website is howpsychic.com. We're going to go ahead and move it along to our last two callers of the evening. Well, hold on one moment. It looks like we may have a caller coming back in. Area code 956. Hello, caller. Please state your name, and let's see here if this is you.
Yes, it is. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony, and I had a question. It's in regards to my employment. There just seems to be a lot of issues going around there, not with me or anything, but just in general. I just wanted to see what you can tell me. Is there going to be any changes anytime soon? I know my my coworkers are asking me for my help,
My first feeling for you, hon, is that, you know, there will be changes. There will be positive changes. Right now, your best bet is to remain positive within the work environment, to try and just put in your best energy without overextending yourself. And you know what? It's okay to draw the line in the sand from time to time. You know, you just have to communicate. Look, you know, this may be a little overwhelming. You have to communicate that to your coworkers, so on and so forth. But, you know, you draw your lines. It's okay to be positive. It's okay to help a little bit. And it's okay to ask for help. I feel like there will be improvement down the road. And it will not take too long to get there. We're looking at maybe a couple of weeks at max. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
All right, moving on to our last caller of the evening, area code 619. I believe I'm reading that right. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller. Area code 619. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
You talking to Adam?
Yes, I am.
I was already on. I'm just listening to the show. It's Steve.
Oh, hey, Steve. Sorry. Well, you're the last caller tonight, then again. Would you like to ask anything extra?
Sure, about romance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you like to know?
What do you see for that coming? I've been doing the manifesting work you suggested.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Oh, wow. Very beginning of November now, okay? Possibly sooner, but we only have a few days left in this month. I am seeing beginning week of November, possibly even within the first 4 to 5 days of November, okay?
Cool. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Had a wonderful show today, except for getting booted, not so to speak booted, but except for having my number drop out of the switchboard for some reason earlier. Had a pretty good show. Once more featuring some great specials on our website at howpsychic.com, okay? So please go check that out. It's howpsychic.com. And don't forget to check out the Halloween special. You know, book them now while you can. They will be going pretty fast. And it's not something that you really want to miss out on, because once more, Halloween is the time when the divide or the veil between this world and the next is the thinnest, and that is the time when you can get the most accurate connections with your loved ones on the other side, as well as the most accurate readings for your love life, your money, your health, so on and so forth. That is when we connect to spirit the best. All right, we want to send everyone out there love, light, and we want to wish you namaste and good night.